Exeter's on Stray FM's Family Show.
So this evening on the Family Show, now I'm slightly concerned because if my wife comes into work and checks my browsing history, she'll panic and see the word divorce. But I just thought I'd try and do a little bit of research ahead of chatting to Hayley from Newton Solicitors. Good evening, Hayley.
Hello, Pete.
Divorce.
Yes.
Things potentially changing with the ruling. So first of all, let's start from the very beginning. If a couple, for whatever reason, wants to start divorce proceedings, what do they have to do in the current moment in time?
They have to provide evidence of the party's conduct, or they have to wait a period of time before they commence proceedings, which is a minimum of 2 years.
Why is it so long? Why do they have to wait?
Well, they can start immediately, but there's only two facts that they can use, one of which is adultery, the other one, unreasonable behaviour. So the remaining facts of divorce, 2 years separation with consent, 5 years separation without consent, and there's also a 2 years desertion fact as well. So it's either going to be blaming the other party immediately, in which case you can start proceedings, or waiting that minimum period of 2 years to proceed.
So when it comes to unreasonable behaviour, is that down to a judge to decide what classes as unreasonable behaviour and what doesn't?
It's a subjective test, but yes, a judge has got to be satisfied that this particular person has behaved unreasonably. So if that judge is not convinced, then the petition will be knocked back.
So with regards to these potential changes then, where has this all stemmed from and what potentially is going to happen?
There's been talk for many, many years of changing what effectively is a very archaic system because it's fault-based. So there's been talk for many years of making it non-fault and parties just being able to separate if they want to. But there were certainly some recent cases that have come up, one of which was Owens and Owens, where there was a lady who'd been married for 39 years to her mushroom husband farmer, fairly wealthy. She wanted to commence proceedings. She apparently made allegations, 27 separate allegations against him in her divorce petition. And in the first instance, the judge said, no, I'm not satisfied that this is enough to divorce your husband, and what's gone on in your marriage, just minor altercations of the kind expected in any marriage. So she was knocked back. She appealed and the Court of Appeal upheld the decision. So she's now in a position where she cannot divorce until the 5 years has elapsed since the date of separation.
Wow.
Because her husband just won't agree to that divorce taking place.
There's various poor fun guy jokes to be made.
I'm sure there is.
Isn't there? Definitely. Could you not argue, though, that if these changes are passed, it does make it very, very easy for people just to go, oh, actually, you know what, marriage isn't for me, I'm just going to start again?
I think there's going to be still a process to go through and probably a period of reflection. There's no clear idea yet as to what's been proposed, but I think that, you know, divorce isn't going to happen overnight. It never will, and I think people will be given a period of time to decide, is this what we really want to do? So although it won't be fault-based, there'll still be quite a period of time. At the moment, you can say a divorce takes about 5, 6, 7 months to go through. I don't think it's going to really be any different in terms of timescale. It'll just be easier for the parties.
They say you can do anything online nowadays, but who'd have thought that getting divorced would be one of them? You may remember that digital divorce was being trialled across the UK last year, but the service is now readily available in Yorkshire for couples who want to start the proceedings online. We spoke to Julie Fawcett from Newton's to find out more.
What the aim of digital divorce is to speed up the process and put it online to make it much more straightforward for people who have come to the decision that their marriage is at an end, so that they can get divorced in as amicable and straightforward a way as possible. But the difficulty is that divorce proceedings are a straightforward administrative process themselves once you've made that decision, but it's the other aspects of the breakdown of the marriage and the consequences of the marriage where people really do need to get some specialist advice and assistance. And there I'm thinking of the arrangements for children who are going to be impacted by the divorce. And there's lots out there that the professional lawyer can assist you with with referrals on to family mediation or sorting out the arrangements for the children. The other aspect would be the financial aspect of the breakdown of the relationship and how arrangements are put in place to deal with the finances that you have.
So, in an instance that perhaps somebody listening this evening, you know, the relationship is not going well, something has happened within that marriage and it is sadly falling apart, how can you guys help that person in question? What's the first step that they need to do with regards to coming to Newton's?
At present, because of the system that we have, it is better to if you, the still, you know, parties are still amicable, is discussing what's to go into that petition, and that is generally what people do. We prepare petitions, we send them to the other party in a draft format for them to have a look at, so nothing comes as a surprise. Agreements can be made as to what goes into that document, what's taken out, so when it is issued in court, both parties are on board and it goes through hopefully quite smoothly.
And how can people get in touch?
Email me or give me a call on telephone number 01423 789050 and we'll take it from there.
And what's your email? What's the best email for people to send it to?
It's hayley.edwards@newtons.co.uk.
Newton's Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.